Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manarino, Tuesday, September 5th, 2023. This is my pre-market report. A lot to talk about. Let's start off with this. The bond market, which is the driver of this market, the stock market, and everything else, is sending the world a very ominous signal. What am I talking about? Yet again, we are seeing a sell-off in the global bond market. This is pushing yields higher, and undoubtedly, this is going to put more pressure on world stock markets. It goes way, way, way beyond world stock markets, people. We're hearing more bad economic news out of everywhere. The Eurozone, my Eurozone friends, my heart goes out to you like you have no idea. The Eurozone economy continues to free fall. Inflation continues to move higher. People are struggling. They can't make ends meet. It's the same story around the world. And again, is there any surprise to a single person here who follows this blog? This is central banks. They're doing this by design. They're doing this on purpose, and they're not done. Okay, with regard to the global debt market, you understand the importance of this. We're witnessing history. Here in the United States, we're seeing a continued sell-off in the bond market, which we've never seen before. Now, let's just recap real quick. Several weeks ago, the Manarino Market Risk Indicator crossed 250. We are now this morning at 275. Since the MMRI crossed 250, this market has gone pretty much almost straight down. For a month, we've seen a few up days as the market is giddy on more bad economic news. You know how this works. The worse the economic news is, the more happy the stock market gets because it believes the Fed is going to pump more easy money into the economy and into the stock market. That sound familiar to you? That's exactly what happened during Trump's tenure. You know, rah, 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 the stock market. The economy was being pumped up on easy money. Okay, some of that easy money is being pulled away right now. Not that this freak is any better. I think we all are on the same page here. But again, it doesn't matter who they put behind there. It's all an illusion. It's smoke and mirrors, and people will see what they want to see. Period. But the fact of the matter is, easy money has been pouring into this market since the last meltdown solely to reinflate a stock market hyper bubble, reinflate a housing bubble, and again, create the environment we are in. We've never seen anything like this before. Globally, again, I'm going to say it straight out, as a percentage of GDP, this world economy is free falling faster than we've ever seen in history, and it's not going to stop anytime soon. So anyway, I was just writing a few things down here. We got a warning as well from JP Morgan. I want to go over that with you real quick, but let's go back to this market. So MMRI crosses 250, stocks fall under pressure for like an entire month, the bad economic news keeps on coming, the market believes that the Fed is going to cut rates sooner than later, and I've been telling all of you it ain't going to happen. Central banks got the world right where they want them, by the throat, we the people. They're going to keep the pressure on, until they're done. And they're not going to be done until they've really solidified the global neo-feudal system that they want. They want to become the lenders and buyers of last resort, and the way to do that is to crush the economy, crush the consumer, wipe out small businesses, and I mean, all this is happening. It's very difficult to say it is not happening. It is happening, and it's in our freaking face here. The fly in the ointment for the current situation here, I'm talking about the Federal Reserve, the European Central Bank, and the Bank of England, is the BRICS alliance, especially now with this push to dominate world energy markets. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. It's what they have to do to dethrone the dollar. Okay, I think we're all clear on that. So anyway, But going back to the Eurozone real quick, economy in free fall, business activity continues to slow, inflation continues to rise. Now, with regard to this global debt market, people, I don't know another way to put this. This is a major problem for not just the freak show stock market, but for the people of this world, okay? We're in a hyper bubble in debt, and when this bubble bursts, and it could be bursting right now, it's going to change the lives of people around this world. We are going to see millions of people die. Okay, millions of people are going to die because they're going to face a deliberate resource problem on a biblical level. I don't know another way to put this. I think I've been pretty clear on this since the get-go. From a financial standpoint, people, we got this covered and we can't be beaten. But that does not mean that there are not a lot of other facets to this. What do I tell you every Friday? Love each other, care about each other, be charitable. You think I say this because I think it's a nice, funny catchphrase? No, because that's how we're going to get through this, okay? By banding together, by getting together with like-minded people. You understand? By taking care of each other, by having each other's backs. That's it. Other than that, we're dead. We're dead. And again, they're not going to stop. I don't care what they do. I don't care who they put behind the Resolute desk or any other desk around the world. It doesn't matter. It's the banks, the central banks that run the entire show. If you're new here, I hope you're getting a nice rude awakening here. Honestly, going back to this market, on the back of risk rising rapidly here. And again, last time I checked it, MMRI was 275, 10-year yield rising, the relative strength of the dollar was higher. You got crude oil here. Again, you and I have called this. We've nailed it to the wall. Still over $85 a barrel, going much, much higher. Brent crude is almost 90, okay? So again, energy cost going much higher. You will know that. The cost of everything going much higher. You know that. Inflation is not going to stop. By their own numbers, people, they're telling us where inflation is going to go. It's not going down. It's going higher, higher, and higher by design as central banks, you know, do what they do best. Pull cash into the now in greater and greater amounts and having our so-called leaders lead everyone to the slaughter. That's all they're doing. We have no representation at all. Zero. Anyway, gold and silver this morning, especially silver, are under pressure. Silver's down about 2.75% last time I looked at it. Cryptocurrencies under a little bit of pressure as well this morning, and stock futures are somewhat lower. Now, let me just read this to you. Maybe it'll put a perspective on what I want to talk about a little bit further here. So we got a warning yesterday from JP Morgan. JP Morgan, are you ready for this? And tell me if this is shocking to you. U.S. stock investors, complacency is worrying. Lions and friends, this is in your inbox. If you subscribe to my newsletter, link below. JP Morgan just put a warning. This was from yesterday. U.S. stock investors have gotten so confident that it's concerning. This, again, is JP Morgan. There's complacency in sentiment. It's evident in the VIX at a near record low, and positioning has increased to above average levels. Now, this is where it gets very interesting. JP Morgan is warning that their words, not Greg Mannarino, there is no more safety net for the market. There is no more safety net. I would have to agree with that. In my entire life, and I've been with all of you for over 10 years, and before that, I was pretty much immersed in this as well. I've never seen anything like this before. I've never heard of anything like this. This is an environment that is unique to the world. And because of that, we have to fill in a lot of gaps, but to try to gain a perspective on what's happening. But it doesn't have to be so hard. We understand, again, look, just to push this point home for you, the data that they've been feeding us is all fake. The jobs numbers are fake. The unemployment numbers are fake. These GDP numbers are fake. They're not telling people, again, the truth about anything at all. And that should tell you how desperate the situation is. You understand? It's not going to change anything for you and I. We're going to maintain what we've been doing. We're in the right spots here. At least from a financial standpoint, betting against the debt, becoming your own central bank. We're not going to stop doing this here. Risk on is eventually going to turn risk off. This meltdown and the debt market is eventually going to happen. I mean, in force. We're seeing some very interesting things go on here. Again, we're in territory that the world has never seen before with regard to the debt market just over the last few years. The 10-year yield has never had three consecutive years of selling off. And this appears to be getting worse, not better. Okay. And the yield curve being as inverted as it is, every single leading economic indicator pointing lower and lower and lower, the fact that the world economy is contracting at its fastest pace ever. Again, I'm preaching to the choir, and I get it, believe me, but you and I need to raise our awareness even more so than before. We need to make sure we're in the right spots. Think about your own situation, what it means for you moving forward. What do you need to do to get yourself at least positioned in the best possible way you can? Okay, I can't imagine a better way than it being exposed to commodities here. Silver, physical silver, my favorite asset of all time. If you are so inclined, you can buy an exchange-traded fund that gives you exposure to a broad basket of commodities here. I don't know, there's so much, people. There's just so much. Anyway. So I want to hear from you on this. Do you agree with JP Morgan? There is no more safety net under this market. I think they're right. I think people have gone completely insane. The worse the economic news is, the higher this market wants to go because the market believes that central banks are going to do more. I don't think so. I think they got the world by the throat. I think they want to keep that pressure on. They want to cut off the windpipe of the people of the world. All right, people, look, that's where we stand this morning. I hope this has been informative for you. If you did get something out of this video, those thumbs up are so valuable. Please do that. Share the video. Get it out there. Please comment. I will read the comments. Now, I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Have some questions ready for me so we can cover it. That's what that's all about. That live stream isn't for just, you know, kicks. It's so you and I can interact with each other in real time and put more of this together. Okay, you got it? I'll see you later. Love you a lot, people. We need each other more than ever.